Hi, I'm Tony Alessandra, and welcome to People IQ, where we focus on applying the Platinum Rule in your business and personal life. The most important step toward raising your People IQ and practicing the Platinum Rule is to adapt your behavior to treat others the way they want to be treated. Today, we're discussing the importance of time management and its role in making you a more productive individual. Time is nature's greatest force. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can alter it. Unlike the sun, it cannot be seen. Yet of all nature's forces, time has the most profound effect on us. Time remains constant, but our perception of it changes. When we focus on it, it slows down. When we turn our back on it, it speeds up. Our illusion makes us think it's something tangible. We arrange it, divide it up, give some to our friends. Sometimes we feel it's precious. At other times, we waste it. We give it the power to heal when we say, time heals all wounds. It can also kill, as when we live stressful lives because we never have enough time. On a day-to-day basis, nothing is defined and redefined in our minds as much as time. It's a wonder we can still recognize it. Herein lies our power. Because things are as we perceive them, we can choose to see time as a manageable commodity and live our lives according to that assumption. The first step is to take responsibility and want to control our time. This is one of the secrets of successful people. They work at shaping those things which others think are uncontrollable. In discussing time management, some people would argue that what we need to be is more efficient with our time. Other people would claim, let's not worry so much about efficiency. Let's be more effective. And of course, there's always the ones who yawn and say, it's just a matter of semantics. When do we eat? Well, for the purpose of this program, efficiency means doing things right. Effectiveness means doing the right things. Working efficiently is doing things with the least amount of wasted effort. Efficiency gets you from point A to point B via a straight line. Inefficiency goes in circles. Effectiveness means doing the things that yield results. Effectiveness takes aim at the target and hits it, even if it's beyond you. Effectiveness works, often to the chagrin of efficiency. Many people, when learning about time management, ask the question, which should I work on first, efficiency or effectiveness? In theory and practice, the best answer is to improve your effectiveness first. It's much better to aim your sights at the result than worry about the process. Too often we get bogged down in the means and lose sight of the end. Like all other changes which we aspire to, before you can improve your use of time, you need to know where you stand right now. Taking time to analyze your habits leads the way to more effective and more efficient time management in the future. The first characteristic to learn about is your circadian rhythm. No, this is not a measure of your ability to dance to circadian music. Circadian rhythm simply marks the high and low points of your effectiveness during the day. Everyone has a prime time. Some of us are morning people, like me. Others are night people. What's important is to note your patterns of effectiveness. Find your best time of the day. Once you know when you're best, when you're at your best, you can actually organize your day to coincide with your prime time. Well, stay tuned. Coming up next, we're going to discuss how to keep a time log to keep track of the time that you spend in a day. Welcome back to People IQ. I'm Tony Alessandra. Time management is our topic, so let's discuss the time log. In order to control your time, you have to know how you're using your time. I'd like you to do an exercise that's going to take a maximum of a half an hour a day for the next 15 days. You won't have to go on a crash diet or run 3 miles a day, but I guarantee you that by the end of the second week, you will have grown. You'll look the same, but you'll have grown inside. The insight that you gain from keeping track of your activities is what you base your time management goals on. How will you know which bad habits to change unless you monitor your present way of doing things? It would be like going to a doctor and telling her that you think that you need to lower your blood pressure. Would you be happy if she prescribed a drug without taking your blood pressure first? Of course not. If you want to increase your productivity through more efficient time management, you need to pinpoint exactly how and where to do it. Take the time every day to complete time logs. Fill in your activities for 15-minute intervals throughout the day. Try not to allow more than an hour to pass without recording what you've done. It's really not as much work as it seems. It'll be a habit in no time. At the end of 10 days, analyze the time logs to determine the 6 most important activities that you engaged in during those 10 days. Now, you can take it 15 days if you want, but 10 days you pretty well will have a good idea. And what you want to do is compute the total amount of time that you spend on each of these activities. Also, determine the 6 least important things that you did and compute the total amount of time spent on each of these activities. After you've written out your 6 most and 6 least productive activities and the time that you spent on each, you'll be equipped to set some time management objectives. Write out your objectives and develop an action plan for each of them. And then you have to follow through. Let's discuss how you can eliminate time wasters, many of them which will be the unproductive things on your time logs. Now, there isn't anyone who doesn't waste time, and anyone who tells you that they don't is wasting your time. Of course, I really can't tell you what a waste of your time is. What constitutes a waste of time is strictly an individual judgment. A systematic evaluation of time wasters reveals that they come from the people around you as well as from within yourself. Some time wasters are unavoidable, but reducible nonetheless. You need to identify the most frequent sources of time wasters in your day. Be honest and base your answers on an average day. After you've identified the most frequent sources of time wasters in your day, choose the 3 biggest time wasters and think of ways that you can overcome them. As a means of comparison, Leo Moore of MIT compiled a list of time wasters. Most researchers find the same handful at the top of their lists, which indicates that they're problems common to all of us. Number 1, the telephone. 2, procrastination. 3, meetings. 4, putting out fires. 5, reports. 6, special requests by other people. 7, visitors. 8, delays. 9, delegation. And 10, reading unnecessary material. In all positions and occupations, there's time wasters. Areas in which we tend to lose or waste time during our workday. So, how much of your time is spent in these time-wasting areas? Now, let's look at a to-do list. And I really believe that you need to use a to-do list for each day and each week because it's a valuable aid to managing your time. It organizes your thinking and planning onto a form in the least amount of time with the maximum amount of efficiency. After a short time, you'll find yourself handling a greater volume of work without increasing your stress. You'll simply become more efficient. Stay tuned, because when we return, I'll go into detail on how to effectively manage and prioritize your daily activity. Welcome back to People IQ. I'm Tony Alessandra, and I'm discussing time management. Let's get into the specifics of a to-do list. Because we're creatures of habit, It's a good idea for you to fill out your to-do list at the same time every day. This way, you'll be committed to a routine and will avoid procrastination. Now, whether you fill it out in the evening or first thing in the morning, that's unimportant. Keep in mind, however, that you're often in a hurry in the morning and may be tempted to skip it. As you may already know, Parkinson's law states that work expands to fill the time allotted to it. Your to-do list should define a specific amount of time, if possible, for each and every activity that you write down on it. This will keep work from expanding. Your activity should be listed in order of priority. Work on high priorities first, and keep in mind what your time is worth. In listing the activities, it's helpful to spell out the results as well as the process. For example, you might list between 12 and 1, go to a manufacturer's rep luncheon and get at least 3 business cards from prospects. Or you might even say between 6 and 7 a.m., write at least 1,000 words or more for my new book. Stating when, where, and what you're going to do increases your chances of doing it successfully. As the day goes by, check off completed activities and make any notes that seem relevant. In the evening, make out a new to-do list for the next day and include any activities that you couldn't complete the day before. Always save your to-do lists for future reference and analysis. Another highly valuable time management concept is procrastination, which is like a virus. It creeps up on you slowly, drains you of energy, and is difficult to get rid of if your resistance is low. Procrastination is a close relative of incompetence and a first cousin of inefficiency, which is why their marriage is taboo. We all procrastinate from time to time. What's important is not to do it on the things that count. You can overcome procrastination if you recognize it and take responsibility for it. Don't make yourself the victim by claiming to be lazy. Laziness means simply not caring enough to act. Here are 4 suggestions to help you conquer the procrastination virus. First, choose one area in which procrastination plagues you and conquer it. For example, if you're putting off calling qualified prospects, simply set a goal of calling on X number every day or week. Second, give yourself deadlines. In moderation, pressure motivates. Extreme pressure debilitates. Set appointments, make commitments, write out your goals, and otherwise develop the determination to succeed. Third, don't duck the difficult problems. Every day we're faced with both difficult and easy tasks. Tackle the difficult and high priority ones first so that you can look forward to the easy ones. If you work on the easy ones first, you might expand the time that they take to complete in order to avoid the difficult ones that are waiting for you. Many people put off difficult or large tasks because they appear too huge to tackle in a reasonable period of time. They feel that if they start and complete the large task at one sitting, it will prevent them from accomplishing any of the other tasks that they have to do on that particular day. The answer to this problem is to break all large or difficult tasks into their smaller subparts. Then you can do each of the subparts of the larger project over a series of days if that's an appropriate plan of action. Now, fourth, do not let perfectionism paralyze you. This is a problem which many writers have. They sit at their typewriters waiting for the right words to come out. What they're doing is avoiding the process of writing. So be prolific in your activities. You can always go back later and polish those things that you're unhappy with. Better yet, you can delegate the polishing to somebody else. Because humans are so susceptible to procrastination, you have to work at building up your immunity to it. Effective action is the best medicine. Our next time management concept involves your use of downtime. Downtime normally refers to time when a machine is out of service. Now, your downtime includes unstructured minutes and hours during the day when you can't get anything significant accomplished. These periods arise during traffic jams, in waiting rooms, when people fail to show up for appointments, and so on. You can constructively use the time instead of wasting it. Now, when we come back, I'll share with you how to make your downtime into productive time. So stay tuned.
Tony Alessandro is a great guy and a great speaker. I love the energy that great Italian brings to the platform.
He helped us understand how to connect with others by finding out who they are.
He teaches relationships and the way people interact like few people that I've ever heard.
Hi, I'm Tony Alessandro, and don't miss my show, People IQ, only on the Success Training Network. Welcome back to People IQ. I'm Tony Alessandro. I'm talking about time management and how to turn downtime into moments of productivity. There's ways of doing nothing creatively. You can sit and relax, meditate, even levitate. You can look at your to-do list and change it if necessary. You can think about your goals or the obstacles that you face and how you're going to overcome them. Remember those articles that you clipped and saved? If you carry them with you, they can be read while you're waiting for someone. It's amazing how many little tasks that can be done in 10-minute time slots. Downtime is also useful for making or returning phone calls. With this in mind, you might want to write phone numbers on your to-do list so they'll be readily accessible. The important thing about downtime is to avoid wasting it. Don't fight yourself and the world and become aggravated. Relax and see it for what it is. More of that valuable asset which you so desperately need, time. The telephone interruption is a big time waster. Best way to control the intrusion of telephone calls? Voicemail. Voicemail simply postpones the call and puts it in your hands to be returned. Unlike written correspondence, calls should not be left to ripen. Create a system for returning calls which include time-saving habits such as, first, determine the time of the day to return calls. You may want to choose the late morning or the late afternoon. At these times, chances are greater that you'll catch the other party facing lunch engagements or leaving for the day. These time pressures will make that person less likely to socialize on the telephone. Information can be prepared in advance when you use the callback system. You can pull files and gather documents, which you're going to need to answer the caller's questions. Another tip is to be organized. List the questions or topics that you wish to discuss and have them in front of you. Our next time management topic is rest, relaxation, and stress reduction. In our goal-oriented, hyper-motivated, money-making workday, we often deny ourselves the much-needed periods of relaxation. Like a high-powered sports car, we can be very impressive at high speeds, but sacrifice distance, efficiency, and physical integrity in the process. Our bodies and minds are designed to work well if they're not overtaxed. Frequent periods of relaxation and stress reduction are important to the longevity of our bodies and our minds. All too often, the sacred coffee break is abused rather than maximized. People become focused on the process rather than the desired result of the break. A coffee or lunch break should be used as a time to relax so that you're more effective when you return to work. The relaxation that you seek during a break should achieve three things. First, It should provide distraction. You'll feel much more refreshed after your break. Second, it should alleviate tension. Our jobs often produce stiffness in the lower back, neck, and abdomen. You can do some physical activity or relaxation exercises to relieve these tensions. Third, it should be short enough not to severely interfere with your workday, but long enough to provide you with some benefits. In summary, change your bad time management habits. See, managing your time efficiently and effectively requires some changes in your behavior and your thinking. Those changes require practice. As with goals, in order to practice, you must first become aware of your needs and define those that you'll attend to first, second, and so on. Speaking of time, we're all out of it for this program. Take these key concepts that I've discussed regarding time management and begin using them immediately, and you'll notice a difference it makes toward being a more productive person in your life. This is Tony Alessandra. Thanks for watching, People IQ.